hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
Leaders arriving in Pittsburgh for the G20 summit are finding a city on lockdown.
The next moment, my eardrums were blasting, and as that happened, I basically turned around, saw about 40 riot police assisted by military.
They're closing in. Run! Get out of here!
Take the fight, police! Take the fight!
You must believe in the.
This was the talk of the town in Hardin on Thursday. Mercedes decked out in the City of Hardin Police Department decals and driven by American Police Force members.
We're not disclosing the name of our parent company.
We know the guy that owns the company, but we've never seen this name before.
Excuse me, you just dropped a bomb on us. This is Red Dawn, foreign mercenary group that driving around doing police work with Hardin Police. Next to their American Police Force logo, it's insane.
Passengers describe a terror attack and the arrest of a suspect.
So he's a controlled asset. And of course, it's not a matter of failure to connect the dots.
The FBI now has five versions of their story.
Can you add how they were targeting an EMS? That's how.
The scanning machines that we currently are beginning to deploy.
He told me to go through the scanner, and I said no.
It's a real act of submission. They were involved in a cover-up. This is huge.
Salvation's If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he, the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We always look forward to our once-a-month visit with Congressman Ron Paul. He's got to go in 14 minutes. I got my atomic clock to a key vote. Got to be in a committee room. So he's with us now. I'm going to move quickly. First off, Congressman, you won the straw poll at CPAC, proving that most of the Republicans are not warmongering neocons. You got 84% approval rating in Texas. You won by a record 80% in the primary, showing that America supports what you're doing. Can you comment on the fact that, your take on this?
Well, I was very pleased and somewhat surprised, but it was a delight to have won that CPAC vote. But, you know, what was interesting is, the people who oppose us, they're still significant. If I get 32% of the vote, that means there's a large number who are still complaining, and they're part of the establishment. But what I thought was interesting is all the sour grapes that was expressed afterwards. They were complaining and, oh, this is not for real, you know, like they did in the campaign. But what was interesting is somebody said that, you know, what we need to do is for CPAC to have any credibility, they have to change the way they vote. So they made somebody made the suggestion that nobody under 25 would be allowed to vote, which means, and you know it too, that there are a lot of young people who are interested in what we're talking about, and I think that's fortunate. You know, the next generation is not later on, but currently they're inheriting this mess. So I'm delighted to talk to young people. But this whole idea that the people who don't like us challenging the status quo, well, let's not let them vote next time. But I think that there's a lot of people who are coming our way every year. And you know, in the last two or three years, that there's been tremendous growth in our movement. And that makes me very encouraged.
Absolutely. I want to cut to the chase here. And before we get into the banking situation, a few months ago, you were speaking at a Campaign for Liberty event, and you threw the gauntlet down, as you did back in the 80s in some videos I've seen. You said we've had a CIA coup in America. They're bringing in the drugs. Most people don't know, in 96, the CIA Inspector General before Congress admitted that. But it's wider than that. We know Wall Street and the banking cartel, the Federal Reserve System, through Yale and other outfits, set up the OSS and CIA. And you came right out and basically said, this is our illegitimate government. And that ties into the banks engineering the financial collapse, now saying they're getting ready for an even bigger collapse sometime this year in a constitution of the world run by the banks, as Gordon Brown and others called for. Can you specifically speak to who runs the coup, who they are, and how we remove them? Because by openly coming out and really telling it like it is, we can cut to the chase.
Well, I have trouble naming names because I don't know all the names, but the one thing I can verify is that the people who should have responsibility for our national security and intelligence gathering, the U.S. Congress, they have no idea what's going on. We do know there's been evidence, brought forth that the CIA actually can own banks, and there's been fairly strong evidence that the CIA has been involved in drug dealing. There are times when I think the war in Afghanistan, we say it has to do with pipes and oil, gas pipeline and oil and other commercial things, but the other commercial thing may be the drug trade, maybe maybe the CIA's in competition with the drug dealers over there because there's a lot of self-financing in these organizations. But I don't take the position that I know all those answers, and I don't know everything that the Fed does. But my approach is that the people deserve, and the Congress has a responsibility to find out what they're doing. And if they're not doing it, fine and dandy, we'll clear the air. But if they are doing it, it will give us more ammunition for the reason why we need a different monetary system, and we need to have a different system of collecting intelligence, because they can tell us anything. Remember how we went to war in Iraq. The CIA was very much involved up there. Say the CIA, oh, they have weapons of mass destruction. They're about to attack us. And it was based on false information. And this is what disturbs me the most, and that's why I want much, much more transparency of what our government is doing.
Well, those were strong statements you made a few months ago, and you just echoed them. But specifically, Congress, as you know, has had hearings in the 70s about the shadow government, continuity of government. The Homeland Security Committee in the House has not been allowed to see the full text of PDD 51. We know we've seen a 12-fold in the last 8-year increase in opium out of Afghanistan. We know that 2 years ago, a CIA aircraft that had been used for torture flights crashed in Mexico with pure cocaine, 3.5 tons, meaning coming directly from the source, uncut. This is just comes out in MENA, Arkansas, over and over again. And so when you talk about a coup over America, how do we ever ferret this out and remove it? I mean, do we start, as you've been calling for, an audit of the private Federal Reserve?
Yeah, it won't happen until the people become really outraged. They are growing in their outrage, but it has to translate into different ideas and different respect for the Constitution, different people up here, and we're in the midst of this transition. And as the crisis worsens, you know, the real challenge is will we end up with a dictatorship, or are we going to have people who are demanding, you know, a republic and open government? And that might take another 10, 15 years to determine. But in the midst of a crisis, it's the worst time to present our views. So that's why we have to do our best to get as many people to agree with us as possible, so that in the rebuilding that we have some ideas about what the monetary system should be like and what our foreign policy ought to be like, which means that if we had a proper foreign policy, the incentive to have this CIA making excuses for knowing everything about us and everything that's going on in the world, that would all change. I don't believe that we shouldn't have some intelligence gathering, but I don't like these clandestine operations and killings and things that we've known to have happened.
It's incredible. We've only got 4 minutes left with Congressman Ron Paul. We appreciate him joining us live today. The New York Times is reporting they may try to revive the carbon tax with a direct tax on fuel at the refinery. Senate trio hopes to hit pay dirt with carbon fee at the oil company's request. Where is the carbon tax going, as well as health care?
Well, it's hard for me to believe they'll do that, even though it's alive and they want to, and that's their goal, and they will if they can. But under these conditions, it is so bad of an idea, it just blows my mind to think that they'll pursue that. So I don't know the details on whether that's going to go through or not, but I can guarantee you there's plenty up here who still believe in it and will pursue it. But I hope they come to their senses and realize how detrimental it would be. As a special interest, we'll want to get in and try to control it.
Well, to see the establishment trying to pose as anti-establishment is truly sickening. But I mean, look at your 84% approval rating. People know the real McCoy. 1 minute left. The economy. A lot of top economists are now agreeing with you and others that we may have a mega depression in the next 16 months, and they're positioning the IMF and World Bank with a new global constitution where they will pose as saviors again. How concerned are you that this recession could get a lot worse?
Well, I think it is going to get a lot worse, and what is happening now is Wall Street's recovered and a few companies have recovered, but the unemployment rate is still very high and getting worse. And there will be plans. I'm sure they've been talking about it for quite a few years, because those who run the international banking system know that they're in trouble. So they are laying plans for this. But people do ask me about, well, do you think this will bring on the North American Union and North American currency. And I really don't think so. I think the bigger concern should be a worldwide currency and the IMF and the United Nations grabbing hold and trying to dictate to us. But we have economic laws on our side because, you can propose these things, and even if it does serve the special interest, if it violates economic law, it won't work. So they can't maintain a good currency. And that's why I think the European Union is very, very fragile, not only the euro but the union as well, because it's artificial. And I think that's what would happen on a world government and a world currency. But in the meantime, it could get pretty messy, and they're going to work very hard to get organized, which means they'll work hard to undermine our personal liberties.
Congressman, we're going to let you go. In closing, I just want to say no one in Congress that I've ever studied works as hard as you, does as much media, writes as much legislation. You are a champion. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Got to go.
Take care. There he goes to run to his vote. Absolutely amazing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the photos of Barry Sitaro in the Mail newspaper. He's got his teacher talking about his name being Barry Sitaro. We've got the school admittance form, religion Islam. And I'm not attacking Muslims. The point is he lies about all this. He was raised as a Muslim, both his dads. He lies about it. His real name's Barry Sitaro. His school records are all sealed in the U.S. in college. He clearly had CIA connections. Barry Sitaro. See that at the very top? Religion, Islam. And I'll show you this document cam shot. Meet the chubby boy with the curly hair. New photographs of Barack Obama childhood in Indonesia emerge. And how he was Barry Sitaro. And another issue, I want to read from the back of Fall of the Republic. It talks about President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. That is high treason. And they're doing this to set precedents. We've got a top lawyer on who can explain how this is being done by design. So I guess Schwarzenegger can be president. Next, they'll tell us he was born here. Philip J. Berg is a former deputy attorney general of Pennsylvania, former candidate for governor and U.S. Senate in Democratic primaries, former chair of the Democratic Party in Montgomery County, former member of the Democratic State Committee, and attorney with offices in Montgomery County, PA. It's an active practice in Philadelphia, PA. He is a paid life member of the NAACP and voluntary fire police for 27 years. Phil Berg, philjberg.com, obamacrimes.com. And you want a march to go to on the health care, the birth certificate, all of it? He's got a date. You need to be there. All of you that want to have a big march, here it is. And the alternative media cover it. It'll be out there regardless with millions of views. Now, we're going to talk to Phil, who's a Democrat, by the way, about his view of this health care plan as well. And we're going to continue with your phone calls. But first, the issue of Obama's illegitimacy. If we can prove, and we have proven he uses a fake name, and that he's not a U.S. citizen, everything he's done is null and void. This is a very serious issue right now, ladies and gentlemen. We have absolutely got to get out there ahead of this right now and take our states back. As a former deputy attorney general in your state, as a skilled practitioner of law, someone who's practiced in the federal and state courts, Phil Berg, on the health care issue first, how do you see us defeating this? I mean, it's discriminatory. Some of the big unions are exempt from the Cadillac policy tax. Some states are more exempt than others. It forces people who don't want insurance to go pay money to private groups. The insurance companies wrote this. Phil Berg.
My pleasure to be on your show, Alex. As you just said, forth, there's so many reasons to knock this bill out, to overturn this bill. I think various attorney generals in various states have already filed suit. Many, many more are going to come. But you highlight the significant parts. It's just unfair. They made a deal with the unions. They made a deal with certain states. You know, here the federal government is forcing people to buy insurance. That's different than the federal government taxing people. And if you don't buy insurance, they're going to penalize you, and the penalties are going to increase, and the penalties to the companies here. This is just a really socialist takeover. Every member, what you said here, anyone who voted for that bill, people should vote against them this year. If there's not a strong, or in some places, if a Republican didn't file an action against them, because a lot of the deadlines for filing have passed, especially here in Pennsylvania, then people should run as an independent in those districts and find out how to get on the ballot, because this is really outrageous. 80% of the people in the country say they do not want health care reform. And what do we have here? They pass it anyhow. They don't care about us. the kickbacks that some of these people must be getting, the money under the table, the promises by Obama and other people, so many people must be making, Obama's friends have to be making a fortune to push this forward. But the other thing is, they're starting to, they give some benefits this year, but the taxation starts this year, and other benefits, supposed benefits, don't kick in to 2014. That means they're going to have to, they're going to tax for 10 years to pay benefits for 6 years. I mean, this is just totally outrageous, and we have to do everything we can. Right now, I know Gary Kreft, he's going to file a lawsuit. The various attorney generals are filing a lawsuit. And also, history goes back that if enough pressure goes on, I mean, it looks doubtful, but Congress could repeal the act. But the best way to get them to repeal is really, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, as you said, but you have to vote out all these people, even the people on safe seats. I don't think any Democrat safe seat is safe right now when 80% of the people in this country don't want it.
Well, Phil Berg, you said it, though. I've been saying 70-plus percent, but many polls now show 80% or more when people actually read the bill. It says the IRS will decide and will be looking at your medical records and your bills. Everything goes to them now, and they're going to share it with other agencies, that if you get treatments that they say shouldn't be covered, even if you own your own insurance, they're going to put extra taxes on you. I mean, this gets involved in commerce. This gets involved in free choice. This makes private individuals buy a plan from a private group. We know the insurance companies really wrote this bill, and their stocks way up. What about lawsuits against the insurance companies for going in and lobbying to make the government make you pay them money?
Perhaps. And the other thing is, when you mentioned IRS, I think I saw in the bill there that they're going to hire 16,000 new IRS agents.
Now it's 20.
Oh, it's 20,000. To look at you and look at me, and I mean, it's outrageous. The IRS should not be involved in this. I mean, there's so many factors here, and everyone, we have to pay attention the next couple of days, because there's so many different things in this 2,000-page document that no one's even read. And it's outrageous. I think we have to do everything. And I think the people that you have empowered up to now have to be empowered more to stand up and not let any of these, there should be, when the break comes up now for Easter and Passover and these Congress people go back home, if they're holding town halls, people should really go after these things and tell them how upset they are. Some of the people, like I'm right outside of Philadelphia, and the districts here are considered very safe Democratic seats because they're like probably 80%, 90% Democratic.
Yeah, so was Kennedy's seat. So was Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts, and that's the issue. A lot of Democrats are mad about this.
Oh, right, right. They people really are when you get down the rank and file, down to the people here. So I think you have to keep your message out there. I'm going to put my message out. Now, you mentioned, and I don't have a firm date, as soon as I do, any day now, we're planning a birth certificate eligibility march on Washington. And on that, we can tack on this health care thing. I think this could turn out to be the biggest march in the history of Washington, D.C. And if the people come out and the national media, we can force them. Once you get so many people, they're going to have to cover this, and we're going to insist on it. We're asking people to bring a copy of the birth certificate. Note my words out there, people. Obama is a phony. Obama is a fraud. Obama is a usurper, as Alex will go into and show you the pictures. The issue is really not even where he was born. I really do believe 1,000% he was born in Kenya. Therefore, he's not natural born. But more significant is the adoption. He's adopted in Indonesia. Once he's adopted, people stop and think for a minute. You know people in your neighborhood or relatives that are adopted. And I had a discussion with an immigration.
You have to give your citizenship up. If you adopt a Korean baby, they give up the Korean citizenship and become American. If Koreans adopt an American, you give up your American, you become a Korean. We know he was adopted as an Islamicist in Indonesia. End of the story. His name is Barry Sataro. He is a fraud.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose.
Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Try to protect Barry Sitaro.
Well, the problem is, and I think you said it basically on that, the problem is many people in Washington of both parties, the higher they become, they're in bed together, and they really could care less about us. I mean, even though the Republicans didn't support this health care thing, you know, the pressure could have been on out here, more so than they did. I mean, they held it off as much as they could. But the pressure should now be on the Republicans to get more Republicans elected this year so they can repeal this act, because this is not a good act. You know, we do need medical reform in this country, but not the way they just shoved it down our throats. And with that, the taxation on individuals, the taxation on businesses if they don't take out health care, the IRS looking over the shoulder. I understand there's a provision there that if you don't pay the bill or something like that, they'll attach your bank account. I mean, this is really
no, it's there,
and we have to stop it.
I mean, imagine all the IRS's unconstitutional abuses, and now they're going to every month be looking at your paycheck records and the health care you've gotten and fine you if you get health care they don't agree with. That is in the bill. Okay, Phil Berg, you've got this big march coming up. We'll have you on as soon as you announce the date. Everybody needs to go to this. It's not going to solve everything, but it'll be another big step towards doing that. Reading the Mail newspaper with him, says his teachers, his name was Barry Sitaro. He admits his name was Barry Sitaro. He was adopted. We know he was obviously not born here. He was born in Kenya. But regardless, we've got him on the citizenship issue because he shouldn't be able to be a U.S. citizen because he's an Indonesian citizen. But all of that is sealed. Where do we go from there?
Well, first off, what you say is absolutely true. And then some people come up and say, well, dual citizenship. For dual citizenship to exist, but it wouldn't give him the right to be president, both countries must have that. That has not occurred. Indonesia now has dual citizenship as of the year 2005, and it's not retroactive. So back when he was born in 1961, when he was adopted around 1964, 65, there was no dual citizenship. He is adopted. Those school records, AP filmed them, a TV show filmed them. They're accurate, true records. And that's why when he went to Occidental, people know him as Barry. His real name is Barry Sitaro. So every time he uses the name Barack Hussein Obama, that's a fraud. He committed fraud in 50 states to run for president. Every time he got sworn in, Barack Hussein Obama.
What do you think of the movement of everybody calling him Barry Sitaro now?
That's what we should do. We should actually call him Barry Sitaro. But we really have
to. And they can't stop us. I mean, that's a health care way to protest. That could bring him down if just everybody starts calling him Barry Sitaro, the Indonesian citizen known as Barack Obama.
Right, because it's illegal. You know, if you have an adopted name, that's your real name, okay? That's your legal name. I mean, I'd like to see, but we can't see any of his records. All of his records are sealed. Again, for your listeners out there, why would you spend over $1.6 million fighting all the lawsuits if you had nothing to hide? He is not a natural-born citizen. The strongest case I have, Alex, is pending in the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, where I have sued Obama, stating that he's not natural-born, he's not naturalized, but he's an illegal alien, and therefore the salary and benefits he received as a U.S. senator were fraudulent, and therefore that money, about $1 million, should go back to the U.S. Treasury. I'm hoping the courts can do something with that, but I doubt it. There's so much pressure on the courts coming from Obama and Obama's people.
From Barry Sitaro. From Barry Sitaro.
Yeah, we can do something. We, the people, can do something. And we can mobilize and do things peacefully. We're going to start putting stuff up on our website about flyers they could download for the march. As soon as I get the march date, I'll call you back on that. But we have to start doing stuff. We can even get people, we'll have it up on our website soon, to have signs out there. Five people could stand over at a bridge on a major roadway during rush hour, and you can affect between 5,000 and 25,000 people. So we can mobilize this issue. I think this health care thing is probably the greatest thing to help us put put Barry Sitaro in his place. Barry Sitaro, Michelle Obama, or I guess her name is really
Michelle Sitaro.
Michelle Sitaro, Howard Dean, other officials at the Democratic National Convention, committee, senior campaign people, and senior administration people, they should all be subjected to the criminal justice system and tried, and those that are convicted should go to jail. And with this, any day now, Alex, and you'll get it, I'm going to be issuing a press release calling for the deep throat of Barry Sitaro. Someone out there is going to want to save their can, and they will give us the information, the final information we need. Remember, on the situation with Watergate, Nixon didn't go down because of the break-in. Nixon went down because of the cover-up. We now have Obama in office for 15 months, and we have a massive cover-up. So we can get to him peacefully, and I think we can do it with, you know, thank God there's people like you out there that will talk about the truth out here.
And it came out last year that Barry Sitaro, masquerading as Barack H. Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, that he's got a full team with an enemies list going after the birthers. I mean, they've got the Republican Party leadership against us. That means where there's smoke, there's fire. Talking to Phil Berg, Attorney Phil Berg, former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, a guy of real conscience who stood up on so many important issues. I guess in the final equation, it is good news that people are finally really starting to read the bills, and they're finding out just how criminal this group is. But take the carbon taxes. They say they're going to try to pass that, where Barry Sitaro and Michelle Sitaro and their controllers can shut down any factories they want or any businesses. You take the takeover of the car industries. If you were a big Democratic donor, you got to keep your car dealership. If you weren't, they went down. This came out in Congress. They would take your dealership away. I mean, you've studied Barack Obama. Am I right in saying he is a complete mafia thug?
He's just think for a minute. He is so bad. The people he associated with, if he applied for a job as a Chicago police officer, he couldn't even get the job because of associations with Bill Ayers and Reverend and the other people around him. He couldn't get a job as an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent, yet they're protecting him now. I mean, this guy is so bad. We don't know how he came on the scene. We don't know who the payoff went to. He deceived the American public, and I think he's getting blackmailed now, ladies and gentlemen. I think I might have mentioned this before, but think about it. The cabinet he has is not a cabinet of change. It's basically Bill Clinton's cabinet, 70%. The programs he's put forth in the past 15 months, it's not a programs of change. I think he's being told what to do. Remember, Alex, at the beginning, he wanted to keep his BlackBerry. So I don't know whatever happened, but that's probably how he gets messages. Someone's controlling him. Someone's telling him what to do. I think back then they said, Bill Berg's right. You're a fraud. You're a phony. You want to be president, you got to play ball our way. And I think that's why we have the cabinet we have, and that's why we have the push on the program he has. But it's time. Listen, what they did to this health care is outrageous. When 80% of the people in this country say we don't want it, they go ahead and pass something like that. Hopefully the 80% of the people will stay together and vote out every one of these people.
Now they're saying they're going to spend $3 billion, or one report says $2.5 billion a year, in government-run TV ads with taxpayer money telling us how great this is and lying to us over the next 10 years. I mean, how much money is that? The next three, that's $9 billion. So I guess it's more than 20-something billion. I mean, this is totally insane. And what scares me, Phil, is this is an all-or-nothing game for these people. They're clearly going for broke. And I agree with Michael Savage. I believe Obama may stage terror attacks to blame it on his political enemies as a pretext to save his agenda.
I wouldn't doubt anything about him. But how about the other part, the Medicare? He says that they're going to take $500 billion out of Medicare, but then he has the audacity to tell people on Medicare that none of your benefits are going to get cut. I mean,
yeah, let me stop you again. They're saying 30 plus million will be forced to buy insurance who are working poor, and then they're saying another 10 to 15 million will go on Medicare and Medicaid, but they're going to cut it by 500 billion. That's their number. Some of the numbers show it's a trillion. How do you bring more people on the program and cut the funding, and then still give the care?
No more is a nice guy. No more is a clean. No more is a nice guy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, We offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Free market gave us the best healthcare in the world. Government involvement in the last 35 years is what screwed up our healthcare. So we're going to get James Dillingpole's take on that. His website's jamesdillingpole.com. He's also a best-selling author. We'll tell you all about that before he leaves us. Wrote a best-selling book on Obama, and certainly turned out to be very, very accurate. It was released right as Obama got into office last year. But this isn't just James Dillingpole saying this. This is the National Post of Canada. Here's the London Guardian. Give me a document cam shot. How going green may make you mean. Ethical consumers less likely to be kind and more likely to steal, many times more likely. And the BBC even said, the greenies are criminals. Dillingpole had a tongue-in-cheek article, but very serious in the body. Greens sacrifice babies to Satan, sell grandmothers into slavery, etc. Well, remember what happened down in Latin America last month? You had a wife and husband kill themselves and then try to kill the baby because they were worried about global warming. In fact, here's a story out of the Telegraph. Liars, cheats, thieves, the terrible truth about the mean greens. Here's another one. Are green consumers more unethical? Look, these people, you go to a grocery store, the paper bags bust on you. I've read the statistics that they actually create more acid, more pulp, more energy used. Not that that matters. That's industry. It's renewable. The plastic is actually better, but they don't care. They will get in your face about it. These people want your house. They want your car. And if you go to Zilker Park, there's glass everywhere in Austin, just everywhere, all over the ground. Anyone that parks an SUV, it happened to us, gets it keyed. If you're lucky, normally windows locked out, tires slashed. Hey, listen, I got three children. I got my wife. When my parents went someplace with us a few weeks ago, all of us, all seven of us, could ride in the car. But these little control freaks want to run our lives. Now, I'm ranting. I apologize to Dilling Poll. We're going to get into this coming up. But first, I wanted to get into government-run health care and what it's really like from Airstrip 1 in this 1984 system. Mr. Dilling Poll, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me back, Alex. Yeah, so you want me to tell you about the British National Health Service experience? Well, it seems to me that there are two ways of allocating scarce resources, you know, to do with health. And one way is to do it through the market to, you know, if you pay, then you will get service. The other way, which is what we've got here in Britain, is a form of state rationing. Now, maybe this way of allocating healthcare was appropriate immediately after the Second World War. But somehow I feel that the world has moved beyond the Second World War mentality, where you're kind of grateful for what you get and you know, you're happy to queue up for your rubbish service. The fact is that Britain has the lowest cancer survival rate in the G8. That in itself is a pretty grim indictment of our system. We also have, I don't know whether you follow this in America, we had the scandal of Stafford Hospital, the hospital where as many as 1,200 patients may have died because of government targets.
Oh, I saw an article last week where the guy just showed up over 3 days and died on a gurney.
Yeah, well, this sort of thing happens. At this particular hospital, patients were being left unwashed for up to a month. They were abandoned in their soiled, blood-stained sheets. The nurses weren't doing anything about it. They weren't giving them water. They weren't, you know, patients were crying out in pain. Now, I'm not saying that this is necessarily the common experience, you know, that everyone suffers every time they go into a National Health Service hospital. Sometimes you do get good treatment. And, you know, when you do, I mean, I burned my hand once, and after my 3 hours in a waiting room that made the Star Wars cantina scene look like Baywatch, eventually I got my treatment. But you do have to wait a very long time, and often the service you get is rather grudging, because, you know, you are treated as a supplicant, not as a paying customer. You are treated more or less like you don't really deserve to be there. And
well, that's what Tom Daschle 3 years ago said in his book. We've been reading the quotes where we need to be like Europe, where old people know they have a duty to die.
The moment you give big government a say in allocating health care, big government also feels it suddenly has the right to tell you how you should live your life, how much you drink, how fatty your food is.
They're already saying $1,000 fines and jail time for salting your food in New York State, and I see them pushing similar things now in England.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We have this traffic light system now on our food in supermarkets, whereby, you know, red means dangerous, you know, amber means treat with caution, and green means go. It's safe and low in cholesterol and stuff. You know,
and they're setting the precedent to literally run your life and tax certain foods more. I mean, they're openly saying this.
Oh, absolutely. There is no question about it, because, you see, once government starts spending money, I mean, your money, let's not forget, when government starts spending your money on healthcare, it thinks that the best way of making the service cheaper and getting better value for money is not through the actual service it provides, but by spending a fortune on advertising and measures to forcing free individuals to behaving in a way that conforms with the government's idea of health. So, you know, abnormal behavior is not allowed anymore. You have to eat lettuce and live like a rabbit and not drink alcohol anymore, and definitely not smoke, or you won't get, you know, treated, you won't get the medical treatment that you've paid for.
And that's why they love to collectivize things, because then they get all of the rabble that's on the dole angry at not just people with more money than them with class warfare, but now they're not just angry about the plastic bags or your big car. Now they're looking at what you're ordering.
Yeah, and of course, the other thing you get is I mean, I don't know how familiar you are with this. You'll going to get lots of health tourism. I mean, the number of health tourists we get from the third world coming over here, sneaking into the system and, you know, getting treatment that they haven't paid for is, you know, it costs the British Exchequer a lot of money. So our service goes down and down and down. And, you know, you have to wait longer and longer and longer for treatment.
By the way, I just pulled this article up. I have seen scores of cases in Kansas City, but also at Walter Reed and another part of the country. In fact, here's the Washington Post. Pentagon is probing veterans' home. The Government Accountability Office warned the Pentagon this week that residents of a home may be at risk in light of allegations of severe health care problems. Residents have been admitted to Walter Reed Army Medical Center with the most serious type of pressure sores. And in one case, this is one of many, with maggots in a wound, a bunch of vets have died from a special type of fly that goes up into the nose and lays eggs in the mucous membrane, and then they have a meal of your brain. So I guess we're getting screwworms now that we eradicated for cows, now feasting on the vets. The one place where the government does run the health care, and it's absolutely abhorrent.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is welcome to our world. This is what it's been like for the last 50 years in Britain.
How do they enforce it in England? They just take the tax money with other taxes? Because here they're saying the IRS is now going to be our nanny and basically run our lives.
Oh, yeah, we have no choice. I mean, our tax burden has risen enormously in the last 12, 13 years under our socialist government. They have spent more and more of our money on this creaking health system, which has not improved one jot. So it's got more and more expensive. It's acquired more and more layers of management, particularly, so that you've got more and more bureaucrats for every hospital bed and fewer actual nurses. So the system has got, you know, I mean, this is socialism in action. You get bureaucrats paid for at taxpayers' expense, and the system gets worse and worse and worse. And you have no say in the matter. You know, you can't complain about the service you get because, as I said, you are treated like a supplicant, not like a customer.
So you pay for it with tax money, but that's not good enough. And then third world populations pour in who are on the dole and don't even, in many cases, work, and it gets more and more bankrupt. Where is this headed in England so we can get an idea where it's headed here?
Our country is going the way of Greece. We have a massive structural deficit, running into billions of pounds. And our government has not faced up to the fact that it cannot afford to spend any more of the taxpayers' money. I mean, already the public sector of the economy has now just overtaken the private sector, which means that, you know, for obvious reasons, if you've got ordinary, hardworking businessmen and people supporting more than 51% of the economy, you have a recipe for financial disaster. And this is what's happening now. We can't afford the NHS. We can't afford we can't afford anything, really. We are a nation of bureaucrats.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.